on the ground, echoes of the sound, ashes of the past on the present, and the future is now. They can't wait till another goes down. I am the path of destruction, and I'm here right now. Clouds rolling. From the studio at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Charlotte, this is Adrian Brown, back again with As the Buckle Turns. One more time, everybody, if you didn't catch the update, I try to give you guys an update on everything that's been going on with the school moving and everything like that. So here I am back again to start consistently giving you guys something to listen to again. So please, I appreciate everybody that's been patient. And like I said before, if you have left, I'm doing everything in my power to get you guys back in to all of this. But as usual, because of the tone of this episode, I was going to skip the intro and everything, but I got to pay my bills. I got to know where my bread is buttered. So as usual, everybody, you know, the podcast is available everywhere where podcasts are found: Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Videos going to YouTube, Spreaker, Tumblr, as well as iTunes. Please give a like, subscribe, share, and please, the main thing that helps this out, as always, is a review. So please give a good 5-star review so this bumps things up and it gets it out to people that may haven't heard it before. So, like I said, we're all in this together. We need to make sure we do this together. And with that being said, all right. Initially, I didn't want this to turn into something confrontational. I didn't want this podcast to go elsewhere. I didn't want it to be review heavy. I wanted it to keep it topical, and I wanted to keep it clean. Now, that last part, I'm 100% certain I'm going to keep it that way. But trust me, this is going to be really hard to do this. Probably going to be harder than trying to record the Devolution episode as well, because I'm totally about to get out my character. But honestly, more than likely, I brought some of it upon myself because of some of the things I do offline, but 100% of it is not really on me. The main thing I'm going to get into today, and honestly, maybe I should just go and say it. JD from New York, screw you. Screw you. Two words. Okay? And I don't care if this gets back to you or whatever, because like I said, it's been a minute since I've been able to record. So, yeah, maybe I've been stewing on this for a minute, but whatever. As long as I get to say my piece about this, I'm going to be cool, because in the end, you're a phony, you're a liar, you're an opportunist above all else. Okay, just because your pathetic little tweets come across my timeline occasionally doesn't mean I'm trying to leech off of you for material. I've recorded multiple episodes of this show without mentioning you once. Okay? And for those who don't know, some of you may know, because who have listened to this, some of you may know what I'm referencing here. Because I'll be honest with you, JD is one of those types who will go online and for those of you who don't know who I'm talking about, there's this guy on YouTube. Name's Jerry DeRosmo, or DeRasmo, or Der A-hole, whatever the heck you want to call the guy. This guy from New York, you know, loud mouth, you know, short man complex guy, you know, ridiculously, you know, girly voice, you know, dude from New York who does YouTube videos about pro wrestling. He calls the show WWE, well, used to call it WWE Off the Script, but now it's just Off the Script and whatever. And honestly, he's about to hit 100,000 subscribers, which is no easy task to accomplish. And honestly, I used to be one of those followers in his early days when he hadn't even reached, I don't know, 15,000 followers. Okay, initially, he was a fair-minded person. He didn't let, I don't know, the smarky attitude of today's, you know, fans dictate what he does. But little by little, slowly but surely, he changed up his entire model for his show to completely appeal to that fan base, and it grew his numbers. Honestly, that I can't even fault the guy for that. That's just smart business. And look where it's landed him now. He's probably one of the more influential wrestling talkers in this business. And you know what? I am in no way, shape, or form jealous of that. But here's the thing. When I called him out on these things, he flat out attacks me. This is probably way back in like 2013-ish or something like that, when I was following him on a weekly basis and listening to his shows. I mean, honestly, you can go back and look at some of the comments. I'm putting that guy over more than anybody a lot of times. I'm making jokes in the comments a lot of times. And he's even using some of the things I say in some of those videos. He's interacting with me a lot of times, saying some of the stuff, the comments I'm making is hilarious. But here's the thing. The moment I saw him transition to 100% smarkiness, I called him out on it. When he started contradicting himself, I gave him timestamps and everything. I wasn't saying bull crap just to get a rise out the guy. Honestly, I sat there. I would give him timestamps. I would give him quotes of everything he would say, every single bit of it. And what does he eventually do? He eventually blocks me and he starts calling me a leech. He starts calling me a goon. He starts calling me, I don't know, insert expletive here. Like I said, I got to keep this clean, no matter how much it's bothering me to do so. And like I said, he started calling people sheep, all because he jumped on the Roman Reigns hate bandwagon and jumped on the I love Daniel Bryan, I want him to come back bandwagon. Because that hardcore fan base, if it's about wrestling, like I said, they will tune into it, they will listen to it regardless of what it is. And he's taking full advantage of that way more than anybody else when it comes to wrestling talk, to wrestling commentary, anybody, anything like that. People that try to stay original like me, they're probably not going to get much. Because like I said, the actual majority, they've tuned out. And they don't want to deal with wrestling 24/7. And honestly, that's probably why Conan's podcast is so popular. It's for wrestling fans, but it's for people who like to listen to other things outside of wrestling. It's a podcast by a wrestler that ain't 100% about wrestling. And somehow or another, I want to try and get into that vein, but JD's managed to tap into this whole thing based on just changing his whole model. And like I said, initially he was fair, and I gave the man credit for that. 100% credit for that. But like I said, the moment he jumped on the I hate Roman Reigns and Roman Reigns is being pushed by corporate and things like that, he'll never be over and things like that. Once he jumped on that bandwagon, he became phony. And I can't take phony. When I see something like that happen, I'm gonna call it out for what it is. That's bullcrap. That's opportunism. And he knows this. But he'll never admit it. No matter how much I called him out about that. And I told him, like I said, the tweet that finally set him off for good for me was when I just flat out said, you know, he was like, you know, there's one thing to, you know, talk about, to be critical. You know, I can accept it. I was like, bull crap. I was like, immediately once somebody calls him out on something, I told him this. I was just like, you immediately call them hypocrites or you call them sheep. WWE sheep. Or something like that. And I said, like I said, and that was it for him. Eventually after that, like I said, he wouldn't block me for about 6 months. But after that, like again, because I told him the truth. And then he's going off about telling other people after he had, of course, he blocks me, screenshots of something he said to me. I can't remember right now. And then he starts lying about me, saying, yo, I argued down everything I said. Bull crap, JD. Like I said, I'm one of the main guys who was putting you over initially before you even got to this point. You're full of it. Now say that to your face. You understand me? Like I said, you ain't going to slander my name, bro. You understand that? Okay, just because I'm sitting on Twitter and social media defending myself constantly. Okay, you're going to claim that you're being a puppet master and making me dance? Uh-uh. Because when you, like I said, the one thing I don't accept is my name being tarnished. Is my name being slandered. Okay? And all your precious little goon squad, they can come at me all they want to, saying I'm jealous and saying I'm a hater and all that stuff. And you can call me a bitch. You can call me a fan, maybe because I used to be. Because I'm not even going to deny that. Yeah, I was. But not anymore. You understand that, son? Because again, let's be honest here. I don't really care what you and your fans think about me. I know who I am as a man. I know who I am as a person. And maybe it shouldn't be that serious when we're talking about wrestling here. But let's be honest. You took it there. You constantly take it there with people. You always talking about, you know, benching folks and stuff like that. You really, really think people, you done something just because you hit a button on Twitter? And then what do you go and do a few weeks ago? You literally go to my page that you blocked me from now. Screenshot something I said. Screenshot a tweet that I quoted yours because somebody else had sent it across my timeline. Okay, you unblocked me. Read my timeline. Found that specific tweet. Who's the fan here now? And that's what I said to you, and your little goon squad came and attacked me. Not that I really care, because I can handle those guys with these. I mean, they're probably more pathetic than you are. Okay? Like I said, who's the real fan here? You want to talk about something, you know, if you've been blocked, you know, you still follow everything I do. I'm a quote, you know, to quote Mandy Rose, bitch, you're a fan. You know who's the biggest fan of Roman Reigns of all then? According to your precious little logic? You. You put Roman Reigns in every single one of your thumbnails and videos that don't even have to do with him. Bitch, you're the fan. You mention them 90% of the time in a lot of your tweets. And stuff, and even at times when he's not even on television, bitch, you're the fan. Okay? Majority of the videos that where you're actually talking about him probably get the most views. And you know that deep down inside. So guess what, bitch? You are the fan. I'm sorry I couldn't keep it clean. I really don't care. Because a lot of this stuff simply had to be said. Ain't no bigger fan of Roman Reigns on this planet than you. Because just like the WWE, you see he moves the numbers. You know good and well the more you bash him because you saw that initially, the more you, it seemed like you weren't on his bandwagon or his, you know, his fandom anymore. You saw the numbers grow. So guess what? You are the fan. Bitch. Okay? I don't have to leech off you for material. I never have and I never will. Honestly, it begged me, like I said, your name to me is probably persona non grata. Just like I refuse to say Phil Brooks's wrestling name. Because like I said, I mentioned it before to prove a point. I'm not going to say your name anymore after this. Just like I said, you're not even going to acknowledge me anyway. Because I don't care. And trust me, this episode here is probably nothing new that you ain't heard before. But honestly, I got to get this off my chest as an individual, as a man, as a grown man. Excuse me. Yo, as we say down here, as a grown ass man. I'm going to inform you, man. I'm a dude from the South. Because trust me, you ain't going to say none of that stuff to me in person. You protect it completely behind that Twitter wall. You protect it completely behind that block button because you know this. Because you're a tiny little, you know, you're a tiny little projecting, overcompensating behind your microphone little man. Trust me, I'm a grown man from the South, son. Trust me, run up on any of us down here saying that crap, that New York garbage that you spit. You're going to find out what a goon is. Believe that. Okay? And that ain't no threat. That's just the honest to goodness truth, bro. So please, miss me with all that bravado that you sit there and spit behind that microphone. You feel me? Because trust me, you'll learn eventually. Somebody going to run up on you one of those precious little Comic-Cons or one of those special events you get invited to as a special guest or something like that. And trust me, somebody's going to call you out. And it's going to be hilarious when somebody gets it on tape when they flat out bitch slap you. And I am going to laugh my tail off. It is going to be probably one of the best things, one of the most viewed things in the history of YouTube. Even cat videos probably won't catch up to that after a while. Because honestly, there's way more people. Like I said, you're happy that you're going to get 100,000 followers or 100,000 subscribers on YouTube or something like that. Who cares? Ooh, 100,000 people listen to a wrestling show on YouTube. Big freaking deal. Okay? Holler at me when you get about 10 mil. Holler at me then. Holler at me when you get as many subscribers as somebody like Bieber or Beyonce. Because right now, all you got right now is your 100,000 subscribers and get 20,000 followers on Twitter or something like that, trust me, you know what all it says to me? You ain't got nothing but fake family. And speaking of family, like I told a couple of your little goons that came at me after that, after you screenshot that tweet and put it out to your masses because you can't defend yourself, they feel like they have the need to come defend you themselves. And you fans of his, y'all are so dang pathetic. Y'all are probably more pathetic than anything. It's a bunch of grown men basically putting on capes. Y'all come running up into my mentions like Captain Save-A-Ho. Y'all are grown men defending another grown man. Ain't a single female come into my mentions from here that follow him. Because there are women that follow him. And you can see it. I understand it. It's the equivalent of maybe coming to the defense of family or something like that. But this man don't do nothing for any of you. He don't. He ain't going to get you free tickets to House of Glory. He wasn't going to get you into Bound for Glory. You know what I'm saying? He don't take calls or anything like that. So he ain't going to invite you on a show. He's so cheap, he can't even buy a 1-800 number for you guys to call him. But I guess that's the price of living up there in New York that prevents him from doing something like that. Even though he can brag all he wants about how much he's pulling from YouTube. But again, you people get in there and you act like everything's all gravy because you're going to the defense of your boy. And you brothers that sit there do that, y'all piss me off more than anything. Y'all basically Steven from Django. He's basically cracking that whip on you guys and y'all go do his bidding and he don't even ask you to. It's because it's all you know how to do, because you wrapped yourself so much into his identity. You ain't even got an identity of your own now. That's exactly the problem. He ain't even got the guts to defend himself. He'll screenshot a tweet and send it out there and you guys go do his bidding for him. Look in the mirror and realize how pathetic that sounds. Yeah, I said it. 100% pathetic. Now, I apologize if y'all hear any background noise or whatnot. The walls in the studio are still a little bit thin. But anyway, I'm still going to get this off my chest regardless. But again, and that's the equivalent. Like I said, you guys ain't family. You guys aren't family at all. You guys, like I said, here's the thing. He doesn't even do anything for you. Y'all give him all these views. You give him all this attention. Y'all give him all of this. What does he do for any of you? Oh, he says the truth in quotes about the product. Come on, man. If he says so much truth and he believes that the WWE notices him, come on, man. How come only Impact's invited him to something? You ain't buying any of that. You know, he's telling the truth because he puts over NXT, he puts down SmackDown and Raw. Give me a break, man. That's why you come to his defense so much? Over a fake fighting show? Please, man. Nobody really cares. We're opinions like assholes. Ain't that how it go? We all got one. I got one. Joe Rogan's got one. Insert person here with a podcast has one. What do you think you're doing? Defending a family member or something like that? Please. Fake family. That's all. Like I said, and speaking of family, like I said, this guy has nothing I want. Nothing. I mean, seriously. I'm like, you want to talk about fake family? Son, I got real family, boy. Something that you probably never will have. Because you're so wrapped up in the wrestling bubbles and something else I told another one of your goons who tried to come at me. And he had nothing to say after I said that. You know, brag about him. This kid comes on in my mentions. I told him I was just like, go beat off to that Instagram thought in your header on your Twitter account. This is probably as close to sex as you'll probably get. And he's going to go on my, he's going to mention, he's going to put up a video of him posing with this other Instagram thought. He was like, you probably ain't got no women then. I'm like, fool, I'm married. I got a gorgeous wife and four beautiful sons. That's real family. That's what a man should really stand for. Understand that? That's my legacy right there. JD, what's your legacy? Huh? You got 100,000 people to click on some videos? What kind of legacy is that? Huh? You ain't gonna have no family. You ain't gonna have no wife. You ain't gonna have no kids. You're gonna have nobody to pass all this on to because you're just a weirdo who's stuck in the wrestling bubble. That's who you are. Understand? Like I said, you have nothing I want because honestly, I'm just like, it's beyond pathetic to sit here and think I'm jealous of you just because you sit behind that microphone and point a camera at yourself and bitch and complain about a show that you're hate watch. You claim to hate watch now. And you a show you swear that you can write better. Fool, you know what you should do? You should do what I'm doing. I've got a leg up on you now. I'm actually in broadcasting school learning the techniques. Okay? That automatically, if I really, really wanted to go to WWE and wanted them to notice me, immediately I can put that on my resume. The WWE don't care how many followers you got on Twitter. They don't care how many subscribers you got on YouTube. Can you do the work? And speaking of doing the work, if you claim you could write the show so much better, you actually are a commentator now at that little Fed in that little warehouse or wherever the heck it is up in New York. Yo, I don't give a dang. I don't give a dang if little Amazing Red or whatever the heck his name is heard me say that. I don't care. But why does that pathetic little indie Fed not help make you write the show? You say WWE knows who you are. And they know, like I said, obviously your own job doesn't even know who you are if they won't even let you get from behind the desk and write the show. Okay, you claim you can do big TV so well. You prove it to me. Prove it to everybody by writing a show that ain't even on TV. Put that on your resume. But obviously Amazing Red knows better because maybe you pitched him something and he's like, your ideas suck. Bank on that. I guarantee it. You claim you can do so much better? Get that pathetic little indie Fed to get you from behind that mic and put you behind the curtain. Because honestly, I can't even, like I said, because you're involved with Hog, I refuse to watch it. I'm not even going to. I attempted once, but the moment I heard your voice, I immediately shut that video on YouTube off. And honestly, it was probably an excellent decision on my part. Because I can't sit there and deal, you know, like I said, deal with your voice anymore because of the fact that, like, knowing that how big of a liar and a sociopath you are. Maybe that's why you like Phil so much. You both are pretty much similar guys. Burn bridges. Cease and desist orders. Who all you are is a guy who's just gotten lucky. And you can sit there and talk about, you know, like I said, your goons can come at me all talking about why. Oh, you're just mad because you have to go to your 9-to-5 and he gets to sit at home all day. Fool, I work at one of the most prestigious engineering firms, not in my region, in the country. Okay? My 2-week check probably equals his YouTube check for a month. Okay? I'm a graphic designer. No matter what Nick Jackson or you fools that come in and think of my work, I don't care. I'm doing work for indie wrestlers. I don't post all my stuff because I don't have to. None of that stuff validates me. Okay? And I'm getting an education here. Got my own podcast, which I'm not, and I'll get to that in a second. But here's the thing. I'm just, like I said, I'm already getting offers to use my voice on things. Okay? National people are looking at me right now. Because I have the connections that I have here. You understand that? I've got my legacy is moving forward. And I'm only looking back a couple weeks to address this simply because I need to move on as a person. I don't really give a dang about what you think. Like I said, my legacy will soon be secure. But here's the thing. Your legacy will crumble the moment YouTube demonetizes, which is going to be coming in a few years. You see the changes they're making. All it's leading to is the fact that nobody's going to be able to make money, if not as much than anything they're going to be making now. You see it coming, don't you? Don't you, JD? And most indie feds like Hog don't survive for so long. Even if they do, the money is going to run so low. Like I said, say what you will about Impact. They've at least kept themselves in the public eye and on some form of television for a while. But if your product ain't on TV, it ain't gonna survive very long. I mean, seriously, there ain't but so much money you can get from advertising Joe's Garage on your turnbuckles or something like that on your at your indie show, or selling t-shirts from the local high school or something like that at the vendor's desk. But I guess you can probably, you know, make a couple of yours too and sell them there too as well. Again, what kind of legacy is that? Like I said, once YouTube's gone, you done. I got 401k, son. Okay, I'm putting a kid through college right now. My oldest son, like I said, he's a freshman at Ohio State. That's right. I'm putting a kid through Division I school, and I'm still good. You can't even say that. You're sitting here constantly. You're sitting there begging people to help you to reach 100,000 subscribers. I ain't got to beg for nothing. People come to me. Okay, I do good work, and I know it. I'm good at what I do, and I know it. I'm blessed, and I know it. Again, my legacy is secure, and I know it. And this podcast here, sure, it ain't monetized right now. Again, I do this podcast here for reps. That's all this is. This is reps. 100% reps for school. This is just me getting time in to log time to make sure I can graduate on time and get me more comfortable with talking into the mic. And honestly, the way I'm talking right now, I've never been more comfortable than addressing this, because it's been long overdue for me to do so. Sure, I may be stumbling a little bit, but that's probably because I'm emotional as crap right now, which I really probably don't need to be. Like I said, I'm not doing this for money. Okay, I make good money doing what I do. You know, I click a mouse at my main job, I'm good. One day, you know, 3 days working there, I'm probably good for the month. You know, I do good graphic design work, flyers, business cards, logos, and wrestling trading cards for indie wrestlers. Some of them you probably know that hit me up to do work. I just don't brag about it all the time. I'm good. I'm good at what I do, and I know it. And everybody else around me knows it too. I just don't brag about it. They can gas me up all they want to. I'm like, oh, I appreciate it. I definitely don't do this for influence. You can call this podcast dead all you want to. It ain't for money, bruh. It ain't. I don't give a dang about what you say about this. You understand me? And like I said, you wouldn't even know that if you didn't just, like, you know, click on my page because you unblocked me. Well, you didn't unblock me. I keep forgetting now that Twitter allows you to still reveal tweets, even though you blocked the person. But you went searching for your little name like a little trick. Because that's what girls do. You got a lot of female behavior, JD. You don't even realize it. You got a ton of female behavior. Just like your male followers do. Here's what I was thinking about it. JD, you're the equivalent of that girl that goes on Facebook and posts like she's having relationship trouble with her dude, and the guys on her page know it, right? You know what your guy followers are? They're that dude that jumps in her inbox and says, "Everything all right, girl? Yo, you having trouble with your man, girl? Yo, what can I do? Need somebody to talk to?" That's who your male followers are. Like I said, they throw on their cape and they are legit Captain Save a Ho. And you the hoe. How sad is that? Like I said, female probably describes you more than anything. It's simply because you exude that type of behavior, bruh. You are such a trick. One of the biggest tricks I've ever known. And I don't even really 100% know you. And the sad part about it is, when you actually, if you actually, any of you people, you actually go to any of his accounts, you know, it's JD from NY206. Go to his Instagram, go to his Twitter or something like that. Find Jerry DeRasmo on Facebook. When he's tweeting and posting normal stuff, like when he talked about how he was able to quit his job, I guess, slinging jewelry in the mall, or whatever the heck he was saying to. When he's got his human side out, he seems like a decent dude. When he gets behind that mic and turns into JD, like I said, I know partially it's an act, but I know partially it's full of crap. And when you're dishonest with yourself and you're dishonest with your audience, that's when I got a problem. At least admit what you're doing. Admit it. Like I said, even your little doppelganger, DJ Storms, which I probably shouldn't say, and I don't really give it. When your little doppelganger DJ Storms, at least he admits that he's playing a gimmick. But 100%, at least admit you're full of crap. I ain't got to, like I said, you can play a character and be a gimmick all you want to. But don't expect me to not call you out for the piece of crap that you actually are. You understand me? So please. I mean, like I said, just be honest, bruh. Like I said, again, to his fans, I'm like, he's got nothing I want. I am good in life. I mean, not to get personal, but I don't really care. He gonna sit there and attack my good name and everything else. I'll attack him. I'm like, dude, I am 6'1", 220 pounds. I'm chiseled. I got the voice of God. This dude's 5'0", 100 and nothing, with the voice of a prepubescent New York teenage boy. He ain't got nothing I want. I beat him in every single category. In life, physically. Hell, I mean, I remember one time, just for the heck of it, I searched his name on Twitter. This girl's online talking about how small of a penis he has. Something else I actually beat him in, because ain't no woman ever actually said that about me, bruh. So again, I win. You lose. Okay? Have your little YouTube money. Okay? Have your 100,000 followers, 20,000 Twitter followers. You know what I'm saying? Have your fake family. I got a real family. You can have all that. I don't need all that. If all this grows and everything like that, this podcast grows like it is. Like I said, it's still, like I said, it's 5 months old. If it gets to that point, I will honestly be absolutely humbled. Like I said, I reached 10 downloads. I was humbled by that. 10. Then I ended, like I said, I reached 100 downloads. I was humbled by that. This whole month I've been gone and not being able to record this due to the school moving and the hurricanes and everything coming through. I got 100 downloads alone just during that time. That's humbling. And humility is something I think a lot of you people on YouTube, like a lot of you like guys who've never been in the business, who you were trying to talk your way into it. I think that's something a lot of you need to remember, because remember where you were before you got all this. I'm going to remember this time right here when I'm basically just getting 50 views at a time on a YouTube video, to maybe one day, if I do reach, I don't know, average 10,000, which would be good for me on a YouTube when this thing uploads. But when I do get an average of 500 downloads per across all the platforms I'm on right now, when it reaches all that, like I said, I'm going to remember this time right here the most. This is the time I'm going to remember the most, because this is the time that tests character. This is the time that tests when you really, if you really understand, if you want to do something. And forgetting these times right here, forgetting where you come from, that's the ultimate sin to me when it comes to people who get Instagram or Twitter famous or YouTube famous or something like that. Understand where you came from. Be humble. And humility is something that you've lost. You can sit there and try and tell me, if you actually do end up hearing this and responding to it, which I don't care. I don't care if it gets to you or not. Again, this is just to get this off of my chest. But I think that's the one thing you forgot. There is a zero humility, because you sit there and you can scream into that mic that you can book this show or write this show better while taking a dump on a toilet. No one cares, bruh. No one cares. Because again, that pathetic little indie fed, you can't even book that right now, or else they would have hired you to do so by now, like I said before. But you've let these numbers, you let that YouTube money, that ad revenue and everything go to your head. And honestly, that is so sad. You block people and patrons and people that have supported you. The moment, you're just like anybody else. You're just like any little smark online. If somebody doesn't 100% agree with you, they're a casual, they're a WWE shill, they're a goon, they're a sheep or something like that. And I swear to God, man, I swear a collectivist mindset is something we were supposed to be fighting against in this country. You know, because I honestly can listen to you sometimes. I can understand where you stand a lot of times, Jay. I can understand where you stand a lot of times on the political spectrum. And the ideological, any ideological, you know, identity. Collectivist mindsets is something we're supposed to be fighting against. But if something, and then your other goons that come at people like me and saying, why? Well, of course he should be a black people. He don't want negativity on his timeline. Okay, sometimes when was constructive criticism ever supposed to be a bad thing? I can understand somebody comes into your mentions and say F you. Sure, by all means, mute them or something like that. I don't want to see that. But you gonna flat out get up in there and sit there and block somebody simply because they're offering you a suggestion or saying, hey, you said something wrong. Hey, well, I enjoyed the show. I don't understand why you're complaining, and why don't you stop? Why, like, man, this is so sad. I've said it before. I watch shows I like. I don't watch shows I don't like. I talk about the wrestlers I like when I do watch wrestling. I don't talk about the wrestlers I don't. You, on the other hand, the show annoys you and you still watch it simply because YouTube sends you that check and nothing else. You constantly, put the name of a wrestler who you actually do like, but you pretend to not like. You put his name in your mouth constantly. You claim to not like the guy. Why would you put yourself through that? Again, I don't see the deal with Kevin Owens, but I don't bash that guy 80% of the time on this show. I don't like Finn Balor very much. I don't get the hype. But the other 20% of my show isn't shown bashing him. I've said that before. And it's sad that you sit there and you choose to, beat yourself over the head watching something that you honestly, genuinely hate. I mean, seriously, forget election 2020. I mean, goodness, end hate watching 2020, folks. Let's end this hate watching crap. Like I said, change the channel. I mean, goodness, man. I understand we're all wrestling fans here. Okay? If I like wrestling, sure, why would I stop watching wrestling? Okay, look, there have been plenty of wrestling promotions. I've been watching this since I was 5 years old. I'm 40 now. I'm 40, bro. JD, I'm 40. Okay? What are you, 2 years younger than me? I've forgotten more wrestling than a lot of these kids who are trolling me online have watched in their entire lives. Which means I've seen promotions come, I've seen promotions go. Okay? And when I liked them, I watched them. When I didn't like them, I turned the TV off. Like I said, you can call all you and your followers, you can sit there and call people WWE shills and sheep all you want to. But every single time the show comes on, they give you guys a little calling. Hear you guys marching in line straight to the TV. And then when it's off, straight online to keep talking about it. So who are the real sheep here? You guys are marching in line, following the shepherd that is Vince McMahon daily. You talk about it daily. You march there every Monday and Tuesday night to Vince McMahon's whistle. Me, I hardly watch this show anymore. I only watch highlights on YouTube. You guys will sit there and watch them live tweeted, angry, all day long. I ain't got time for that. I've got kids to pick up from wrestling practice. Okay? I got Bible study to do. Like I said before, I love the Big Bang Theory. I watch it. I put it over. I don't like Grey's Anatomy. But like I said, that would be what you do is the equivalent of me coming on here making a podcast about bashing the storylines of Grey's Anatomy. I don't like the show. I don't talk about the show. I don't angry tweet about it during the show. Why would I do that? It's a waste of time. And you are wasting your time on a daily basis, three times a week, uploading a show over an hour long about hate watching and hate topics about, they're going to do it for Roman and, Strowman's the guy. And man, it's obvious. Why don't they, if they ran with Seth Rollins, this, that, and the other, and then you're on there mischaracterizing the words like over. Folks, over does not mean you get a bunch of rabid chants. You know what over is? Over is crossing over. The only over person on this roster is John Cena, because people outside of wrestling know who is. Rusev ain't over. God, can you imagine Rusev hosting the ESPYs? Can you imagine Rusev on the Daily Show with Trevor Noah? No, none of those organizations or on the Today Show or something like that. None of these people are knocking down the door for Seth Rollins or Rusev. Or who else do you people think is super over right now? Or Finn Balor. That ain't over. Over is when people outside the wrestling bubble, which JD is super deep in, and his followers are burying themselves underneath him in, that when people outside of those people know you, then you're over. DX was over. Crotch chops were everywhere. Crotch chops were in like a buttoned up sport like golf, I swear. You know? Austin 316 shirts are in the crowds of NFL games back in the day. Only place you see Bullet Club shirts? Wrestling events. Like I said, I don't hear anybody chanting. The closest thing outside of wrestling that I've seen that's, you know, that people know is the yes chant. And I give Daniel Bryan props for that. But y'all people need to understand, just because JD tells you somebody's over, doesn't mean that they over. Doesn't mean that everybody should follow his advice. God, this is so sad. Now, I could sit here and tell you, dude, that I ain't mean to get personal, but I really don't care anymore. Honestly. So please, miss me with all that nonsense, man. You little goon squad, you want to come at me? You ain't got the stamina. You want to try and make me lose my mind? You know, make me get out of character or something like that? Trust me, I really don't care. You want to try and break me? You ain't got what it takes. Haters keep screaming. The void awaits. As the buckle turns for this week, everybody. It's not my usual tone for the week or anything like that, but yo, you listen to the update, you know I was coming back. I was coming back with a vengeance. Sometimes you got to get things off your chest, and like I said, that's the one thing this studio, this school, and this outlet has let me do. But hey, it was still sort of wrestling related, right? But again, I want everybody, yo, give me a like, follow, subscribe, share. On all podcasting platforms. Again, leave some 5-star reviews. Please, always remember, we're in this together. A new episode drops every Saturday, unless I say otherwise. So please make sure you follow me and keep up. So till then, this is Adrian. It's As the Buckle Turns. See you next time.